Drasha for Parshas Tzav, Shushan Purim, Tavshin Samaches. The importance of doing mitzvahs with a full heart and out of joy and happiness. Rav Aaron Cutler Zatzal in Mishnas Aaron brings down a medrash that they had to bring an atonement in consecrating the Mishkan, for perhaps they brought some of the materials that they donated to the Mishkan in a way that they really didn't want to bring it, but were forced because of peer pressure. And even though halachically that is a perfectly good donation, still there's something blemished about the fact that one didn't do the mitzvah with a full heart and joyfully, and did it only begrudgingly. And he brings that the effect of a mishnah, of a mitzvah, is much greater when it's done with a full heart and when it's done b'simcha. And same thing goes with Torah. Torah that's learned with joy and with a tremendous will and a full heart has a much greater effect than Torah that's learned begrudgingly. And that's why it says, because you did not serve God with joy, tachas ashlo avadetu as Hashem alokecha besimcha v'tuv leivav, that's why we went into Galus. That was not the cause of exile. The exile came from other sins. But had we done the mitzvahs with tremendous simcha and out of a full heart, then that would have protected us and would have prevented the other sins from causing our exile. And that is one of the effects of Purim. That at the time of Purim, we re-accepted the Torah with a tremendous desire and full heart and joy. And this joy is a result sometimes of clarity. Because ein simcha katoras hasveikus, the more a person is clear about God's involvement in the world and his responsibilities to God and the trueness of the Torah and the giving of the Torah, the more a person can do things with tremendous joy, and that's why Purim, they came to a tremendous clarity in God's involvement in the world and their responsibilities to God, and how close God is to us through our prayers and how close we become to God through our Torah. Therefore, it led to a reacceptance of the Torah, and this expressed itself on the 2 days of Purim. That's why it's called Purim. Haman drew lots to want to show that we have no closeness to God, not through prayer, which is one of the ways that we have a special connection and closeness to God, nor through Torah. Prayer is more for this world. Torah is more for the next world, otherworldly things. And therefore, the 14th day of Adar represents our connection to God in this world through prayer. That has to do with the days, counting 14 solar days, whereas the 15th you can tell by the fullness of the moon, and that refers to the otherworldly things, which has to do with Torah. But this is the simcha of Purim, our clarity in our closeness to God, our relationship with God, our responsibilities to Him, and His closeness and responsibilities to us, and that brings tremendous joy and fullness of heart in fulfilling the mitzvah.